collective journeys in consciousness, and we'll be telling folks who are new listeners who we are and why we do what we do. And we hope that our stories can help you understand what is happening in your life today. So join us now in delving deeper into this expansive realm. And Janet, you and I both know that shifting your awareness to operating as consciousness, your life can be totally transformed.
No question about it. It saved my life, so I'm all for it. And that's part of my story. So what great announcements do we have this time?
Yeah, we love to let people know how to connect with us outside of the show. We've got lots of different ways. The show itself, you can find out more and connect with us outside of the show on Facebook. Go to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and you can join the group there and join the fun. And Janet is also on Facebook as Janet Barrett, and I'm on Facebook both as Joan Marjorie Newcomb is my page, and then my fan page is Joan Newcomb. You can join them all if you like. You can follow us on Twitter. The show is on Twitter at Joan and Janet, and I'm on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. Right now I'm into pictures of corgis, historical pictures of London, and occasionally Esther the Wonder Pig. She's my favorite. And then the show is also on YouTube. So you can actually, you know, on days that aren't Sunday, if you want to make up for all the previous shows that we've done, you could just stay in bed the entire weekend and listen to it back to back on YouTube.
It's a great way to spend. What a wonderful retreat, literally, right?
Yes.
Yeah, drop inside yourself. Yeah, you do
that. And I'll tell them a little bit about my website in a second, but do you want to lead off by telling them about yours?
All right. My website's at janetandbeyond.com. And also attached to that is my Life in the Beyond blog, where I write weekly about what we're noticing in groups, what we're noticing about life, and how that has meaning for all of us. Because just because I'm describing a particular viewpoint or something we're experiencing here, in this reality that Joan and I play as understanding as consciousness, we're all one. We're maybe individuals having a shared experience. So what we explore and what Joan and I talk about each week and write about is about our connection. And so it'll resonate to you in different ways. And so we like to share what we do. And don't mean to get off track with that, but you can sign up to receive that blog directly. There's a place there to subscribe, and you get a great enjoying 10 great tips for enjoying life. And because, you know, I really enjoy life, there's about 28 or 29 of them. So
you are a big giver. So you think you're getting 10 tips from her, but really you're getting 27. Definitely. And also, don't they get an incentive off?
You get $25 off your first session if you decide to come explore a particular issue with me, or maybe there's many issues that you might want to explore and have a different experience of. So please sign up, and I look forward to talking with you. And then you've got a great blog that you put out every week, Joan, and Mystic Minutes on YouTube. So
yeah, my website is joan-newcomb.com, and you can access my YouTube channel there. I put out Mystic Minute videos twice a week, and also I do a weekly newsletter and blog. The newsletter is Mystic Musings, and the blog is Adventures in Density and Effort. So there's lots of ways there to connect with me. If you want to know what your essential life purpose is and why you are here, I have a quiz for you, and you can enter your email and find out the quiz online to what your essential purpose is and why you're here. And meetups. Janet and I both do meetups. I do meetups in the Puget Sound, in Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, and Olympia. I'm doing at least one a week there. I've got one coming up in Tacoma this weekend, March 5th. You have missed it. Next week, it'll be March 13th. And updating my script here. And then Bellevue on the 20th. And I have a special one in Tacoma called Inner Circle, and that's for people who want to go even deeper into conscious conversations. So the other ones are just gatherings to communicate about consciousness and what's going on with people. And then if you really want to tip over the edge, come to one of my inner circles. And Janet, tell them about your meetups.
And I offer in the Portland, Vancouver area of Oregon, Washington. For those of you that are listening from all around the world, Joan and I look to be both active in our communities. And I host Conscious Conversations with Janet and Consciousness Playground Tuesdays and Thursdays here. And you can find about those on meetup.com, and we really get into things. It's just wonderful. So I invite any listener who's in our area local. And for those of you that are not local, but you want to develop your skill sets, we offer a free conference call once a month. And it's usually on Thursday evenings. I think it's March 17th the next time, and 7 p.m. Pacific, where we take an hour and we just, who's ever on that phone line, we just access heart space. If you have any question about what that is and how quickly you can do it, etc., that maybe you're not getting off the radio show, in that call, we'll really work it and hone it with you. So it's a great opportunity to just really upgrade, I guess is probably a word that we're going to be using today, your skill sets, your awareness. Wherever you're starting from is perfect. And we're just going to offer you support in what if we could amp it up and take some time out of it and make it easy and effortless. So that's why we suggest playing with this on the free conference calls.
And Janet and I are going to be in person at a couple of events coming up. So yeah. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, this is a great chance to come by and see us. We are going to be at Emerald Spirals Expo on March 26th at the Kent Commons in Kent, Washington. And you can find out more about that at emeraldspiral.com. We'll have a booth there. We'll be doing our things. And then also the next weekend, April 2nd and 3rd, we're going to be down in Portland at the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo. I think our booth is 618. So you can find out more at bmse.net. But we would be delighted to see you if you come on by.
Yeah, we like to meet people, right? I enjoy people. You enjoy people, don't you, Joan?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we do want people to know, is we're always looking to be warm and friendly, not because we have to be warm and friendly, but because we are warm and friendly, and we are supportive, and we have both had so much life experience between us that we value and would have greatly valued someone like us in our lives earlier, right?
Yes, absolutely. Oh, my goodness, yes.
It would have made all the difference. So what we're going to do a little different approach today. We've had some listeners write in some questions, and we're going to use those as a way to get to know both Joan and I. And what we're going to do in order to make that really facilitate that is I'm going to ask Joan those questions in the first half, and then after our commercial break, Joan will ask me those questions again, and I'll respond. And then that way you'll get hopefully a flavor of each of us. So we know sometimes our voices sound alike, and it's kind of hard to keep track of who's who. Joan's got the long red hair. I'm the short brunette. So if
you can tell that in our voices.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm going to start asking questions to Joan. And we want to thank our listeners. We had Deborah and Jacqueline, a couple other people. So, and you may have questions out there. So we want to embrace you feeling comfortable enough to write to us on consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Any kind of comments or questions you might have for us, and we're always happy to answer, because we understand that it's about the connection and how you connect to someone, whether you get interested. There's got to be some kind of spark there. So we're always fostering little fires everywhere. So, all right, Miss Joan, are you ready for your questions?
My seatbelt is fastened.
Okay. Well, let me see. How would you describe your approach to your work? And what is your work? What do you do?
That's great. I immediately want to say how it's different from yours.
Yeah, and then really, we have to first know what it is.
Yes. Well, I call the things that I do consciousness techniques rather than consciousness technologies, and we'll get a little bit more into that definition. But I work with consciousness. I am a conscious mastery coach, and I feel that my purpose here is as a light bringer, and that I am bringing leading edge consciousness awareness into form. And I'm passionate about communicating to people that they are consciousness, and empowering them to navigate their lives with consciousness techniques, or navigate their lives as consciousness. My approach is as a coach and as a teacher, and in both of those, I feel like I am empowering others to do things for themselves. So a coach views you as whole and capable. And if you've got anything going on in your life, any dilemma in your life, you have within you the resources to resolve it. Mm-hmm. And I will also guide you to having a more expanded view about what is happening, knowing that you are creating your reality down to the smallest detail. You're creating your reality as consciousness. So yeah. That's my approach, is empowering people to do things for themselves.
Got it. And how did you come to that approach? You know, and how does it help people in your own story? Where were you, and how did you wind up here?
Yeah, how did I wind up here? Yeah. I moved to Seattle when I was 22, and I took a workshop the day after I got there. Actually, 3 days after I got there, I ended up in this workshop, and it completely transformed my life. And I went through 5 years of training with a mystery school, and I worked with them on and off for about 14 years. And after that, I ended up going to Findhorn and embracing the beliefs and ways of operating that Findhorn has. And after that is when I got into coaching, and then after that I got into the consciousness techniques. To sum it up, is I've been an energy worker since 1981, and I have been helping people consciously navigate their lives and teaching them techniques and things like that since 1981. And what I'm doing now is upgraded. Mm-hmm. I'd like to describe my old techniques as being like Newtonian physics. Mm-hmm. But what I'm doing now is quantum physics, or the old energy techniques are like dial-up. And what I'm doing now is teaching people how to be a Wi-Fi.
Got it. What caught my ear was when you said mystery school.
Yes.
What is a mystery school?
A mystery school. Well, the mystery school that I went to was based on both Eastern and Western mysticism.
Okay.
And there's, you know, the ancient mystical techniques from ancient Eastern spiritual traditions, and also the mystical techniques from Western spiritual traditions.
So is that really developed that metaphysical side of yourself?
Yeah.
Or it felt like that side of yourself at that point, right? Because I know you don't have a lot of distinctions now as consciousness. So at that point, it was feeling that part of yourself.
It was. And so, yes, I would have different language to describe what it was for me, but to realize that I wasn't just my body personality. Because, mm-hmm. you know, when you're experiencing life as your body personality, you feel like things are happening to you. You feel small and helpless and powerless, though I don't know if I did.
You do have a fire energy about you.
Yeah, I was the only one in my family that could stand up to my dad. So,
yeah.
And I have three brothers who are all like over 6 feet tall. So,
And that does make a difference, right? It helped formed who you were.
I feel like I left that experience more empowered than anybody else. But the other thing is, you know, looking back at it now from the perspective of consciousness, is that we write our storyline. We create what we're coming in to do and play in this world. And so that was the script I had then.
Mm-hmm. And, well, let's see, in what you're saying. So much of what we reference to, because we are our frame of references, and you have a broad background in different traditions, etc. Talk to me about language. The language that you use now that you might have not used, or the language you used then that maybe you don't use now, for our listeners. Because I understand somebody uses a word and I think something, and then someone else is thinking something else. So what's the language about?
I was wondering if there's a way that I could talk about the language without using the old language. But
and right there's a question. Why not use the old language?
Because the old language has a whole historic association.
Yeah.
And you, when you're trying to introduce something brand new, you immediately lose people by using the old language to explain it. It's like trying to explain DOS to a kid when you're trying to teach him how to work an iPad.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
How useful is that?
Who remembers a DOS?
Half the people are going, "What's DOS?"
Yeah, right.
So DOS and BASIC were computer languages, and programmers know how to do the code in the background. But in the old days, in order to do anything on a computer back 30 years ago, you had to know some DOS. It doesn't make any sense now with the technology that we have now. It doesn't make any sense. It would confuse things, slow things down. You wouldn't be able to work your iPad. All you have to do for your iPad is, touch an icon and boom, there you've got something. And that is how energy has changed over time as well. It's become more instantaneous because we are consciousness. So I'm hesitant of using the language that I had before for describing things, because you'll get an impression that is not accurate.
Unless you're in a place to hear it differently.
And I would say that how many people are we reaching on the radio?
Right. And everybody's at a different place, right?
I'm teaching right now. I'm doing a private mentorship program that is 12 weeks long. It's 12 weeks to transformation. And I am coaching people, and I'm also giving them trainings in consciousness techniques. And I have been going through questioning myself about, do you teach them the old technique first and then the new technique? And it may be helpful for people who are already trained in that old technique to go, and this is how you upgrade it. But I think it's confusing people to teach them the old technique first and then go right. It's much more efficient to just go boom into the new technique.
Well, I think it's really all this is part of the body of information that we're coming to understand, and that our experience as consciousness is evolving as our knowledge of the world is. And, the upgrades in science and medicine and those kind of fields. And it's taking all of us along. We have these technologies now that, were imaginable or not even imaginable 30 years ago. And we're still dealing kind of like a caveman with our emotions and things like that sometimes. And I think we see that playing out in the world these days. So it's how to move all of us forward, I think. And what you're showing us with your approach is that sometimes you need the history to appreciate where you are, but you don't want the history to get in the way of where you are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and your reference to the caveman. Our bodies still have some residue of caveman in them, but I believe that their emotions are more fine tuned. This is actually something we'll be addressing in a couple of future shows here, but people are saying things like, our DNA is changing. I believe that our energy makeup of our bodies is changing to accommodate this greater awareness of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And we've created our bodies, but we aren't our bodies. And that is really the shift of perspective. perspective. If you want to run around as your body, then there will be an element of dragging your knuckles on the ground and not acting with discernment and being impulsive and whatever.
Is there any way to give us more information about how can we be something and not be it? Is that what you said?
Yeah. I mean, there's another way. It's like being in the world, but not of the world. But it's being in the body, but not the body. So I have a body. I have a body and I have a personality and I am greater than that. And I am the essence of who I am. I am an expanded being who exists beyond time and space, beyond this body's lifetime. And therefore, you know, I'm connected with everyone on that expanded level. My loved ones who have passed are still connected with me because they exist on the non-physical level. But the other thing that I have been discovering with much more clarity recently is as consciousness, I'm also outside the box, outside the hologram. So it's outside of the realm of time and space, which includes outer space and, you know, and actually includes the whole realm of angels and dead people and every story that we can make up here in this world, in our perception, is the hologram.
So it sounds like the body is serving as your focal point.
Yes. I love that, and I love that term, and that's something I feel is really important for people, is to learn how to focus in the body and have a focal point in the body, so you can still have all of this experience and all of this extra perception, but if you aren't focused in the body, then there's a sense of being like a helium balloon without a string.
Got it. Well, we've got time probably here for just one more question. And I think people can really get a good sense of how what you're talking about makes you different to work with. And I guess my, how do you know that what you do makes a difference with this approach?
Yeah, isn't that special? Calling in.
Universe.
They're calling in. Right. One ringy dingy, two ringy dingies. How I feel like the work that I'm doing is different. For one thing, a lot of these techniques that I do are ones that I have developed. I have upgraded from my original training. My focus is that you are consciousness creating this experience. And you know, you and I, Janet, we talk a lot about consciousness in our show, and it really, I have not noticed many other people with that real understanding of what consciousness is. They'll go, oh yeah, I do consciousness technologies, and it's like ancient shamanic techniques.
It's still coming out of that old story.
It is coming out of that old story, And another thing you and I tussled with about, not tussled like against each other, but, you know, wrestled with is, well, you know, those Greeks really have some really profound things that they said. And consciousness exists outside of time and space. So consciousness is always communicating in through form. And it's communicating in through form equally in ancient Greece as it is in the future. And my experience here in this linear timeline is that the past is a denser vibration and the future is a higher vibration. And we're in this focal point, this pivot point, the middle of the teeter-totter of more energy coming in. So the vehicles that we're walking around in right now are more higher tuned, collectively higher tuned for bringing in more awareness, for consciousness experiencing physical more.
Yeah. All right. I can just feel how I've just, you know, usually on our show, we are always accessing heart space.
We didn't access heart space.
And we didn't take that obvious approach in the beginning of the show with everyone. But I think what we can find and what I'm noticing is that there is just this deepness that's showing up. And, you know, you call it up, right? That's what we do when we engage and we say, because because we've had the ability to, or have a stronger ability to realize how we create our current realities. And the reality is that we are consciousness. And every time you say that or we hear that, oh yeah, yeah, there we are. And in as consciousness, that's the unified field. It's the field of the heart. And so I can imagine that people listening are like, oh.
So Janet, the other thing is we didn't drop into heart space beforehand. We've got about a minute and a half really before we go to commercial break. Would you like to drop us into heart space and have us be in that space when we're interviewing you?
Oh, sure. that might be a bumpy ride.
That might be fun. We would have completely different answers.
Well, we might have completely different answers. I don't know how cohesive they might be.
You'd have to hold that space.
I'd have to hold that space. And even in that discussion right there, it's for our listeners, it's how you can hold more than one space at one time in this reality work that we do.
Yes.
So if everyone is, and that's what I'm describing. Is my sense that I'm already there and how many of our listeners might already be there.
Right.
But just for those of you who maybe are new or don't have that obvious experience, what we want to do is we talk about just allowing ourselves to feel ourselves in a new way. And so we're going to just take our awareness of daily busy life there. And just as you sit in your chair or lie on your wherever you may be lying down, and just relax the shoulders. There you go. And what it would be like to drop in, access a new place, and we'll call it heart. And you've got a physical heart, so just find yourself in your physical heart. You're just bringing your awareness to it. And this is not about having to do anything. This is about allowing. So allow yourself to notice your physical heart. And bless it for beating. It is the strongest muscle in your body. It is the strongest organ in your body. It is the strongest in your body. Without it, you don't exist in a breathing form. So now the other meaning of heart can be emotional. And we use that context often. When we say heart, people go, oh, my emotions, don't want to go there. So just notice that in your emotional realm, whatever you might be feeling, just let it go. Don't judge it. And then go beyond that or go in of it. This is non-directional anymore. And then you're into the core, the essence of all, which is what heart means also. And this is where you and I are one, where we're all just bits and pieces floating in this infinite sea of potential. So just notice. And that's really where all information is available. And it can be that simple. There are a lot of dogmas, a lot of practices about getting to this place, and you can do a lot of trainings. And what we're all about is saying, there's no middleman here. How quick can you go? So we're going to go to commercial break.
Yes.
And just stay with this for the rest of the show and see how it goes.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We have to take a quick commercial break, but we'll be talking to Janet when we come right back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
Thank you. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking to each other about consciousness.
Yeah, we had some great questions from some listeners, so we're doing our part to explore them both from Joan's perspective and my perspective, and you'll get to see where they are the same, where they're very different, and hopefully where they can make some sense on some level to you, the listener.
Yeah, because it's interesting because, you know, you and I know that we're completely different, and I think our voices sound completely different. But when you're listening to the conversation, it's easy to lose track of who is who. And hopefully this is a way for you to discern the differences, because Jan and I are united in our awareness of consciousness, but completely different in our expressions of consciousness. So, Janet, actually, would you like to talk about how different your approach is?
Well, I just want to offer to people, I think one reason if they're not able to notice the differences in our voices after a while, probably because we are all one, and the distinctions start to dissolve. And it's what we're offering is different perspectives, points of views, attitudes, and awareness of the spectrum of what is. And that's why I revel in this and why I so enjoy working with you, Joan, is because we may have different approaches and points of view, but that's from the personality place, and that is not from consciousness place. We are holding that same truth to be. And that's what's so enjoyable about this time and doing this show and sharing that with our listeners. So I want to just be very appreciative of you, our listeners, and how it's all okay, right? And it's nice to have business and do those things. Yes, we respect all that. So we'll play with that. And then it's just all, after a while, it doesn't really matter anymore to me. I mean, deep inside, we're all one. So there we go. So what was your question again?
Correct. And actually, my question was how we are different, which is, you know, if someone went to you, like if they went to your meetups or if they went to have a session with you, what would they experience?
I coined my own phrase as subtle energies empath, because out of my life, I could always feel stuff, and I have a physical experience of things, and I was always very ill, and that set me up to have that body resonance information wise. And then I realized it wasn't just physical energy, because I developed metaphysical skills in those teen years of mine, or more awareness of them, of things that were already happening. And so then I was realizing, you know, well, it's really subtle energies, you know, and we're always having to coin new language sometimes, you know, and you and I have found that over the years. And so I sense energy in the word, in the feeling, in the air, in your grandmother, wherever it was. And so when I work with clients, it's about how for them to feel their sense of wonder, is what I used to call it years ago, and how no matter how they're showing up, they are, I guess in those terms, I would have called it the divine, because I didn't really know what consciousness was at the time. And so now I'm understanding that that's them as consciousness. And to experience that we are creating always how we show up. There are no victims in my world anymore. And so what I share with my clients is, well, how's that working for you, whatever it is that you think you're concerned about? And how is that really just information? And how is it okay to not be attached to the history of it and how to get present with it. And I really appreciated Eckhart Tolle's when he started doing his work and bringing being present to mind, because I realized, that's the only place you can change your story, and how our issues and who we are is coming out of our myths and stories of who we think we are and our families and history and stuff.
Yeah, you actually, you say change your story and change your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about journeys into enlightenment anymore. And it's always been the journey of enlightenment, not the journey to enlightenment. And I think that helped change things along the way as I had to make choices, or I decided to make choices, and about who I was and how I was experiencing life, and was there something else I could experience besides pain and suffering and those kind of things. And then how could I experience the reaction out of, I'm not going to suffer. And then that puts you in a different context. And as I came to understand about duality and polarity and these forces that play in the world and develops different skill sets and took different trainings, I realized, really it's all about hearing that deep connection, which I always had, and I would call it other things. I'd channel and automatic write and do all those kind of old kind of experiences, that frameworks that we have, but it was really about, that's just a way to hone my skills. What can I do now? So I think what I offer people these days is a broad background of that, but not so much in dogmas, not so much into, because every system has a dogma to it, And it's all created, and it's all, I'm realizing, very left brain. I'm more of a right brain personality. So I see bigger pictures, and I allow the left brain stuff to be more of a focal point information. So,
yeah. So it sounds like to me that in your journey from having health problems when you were 12 to healing yourself, it led you to using these broader approaches, and it gives you an understanding of people who come to you that are experiencing health challenges as well.
Yeah, and health is physical, mental, emotional, psychological, psychic, and spiritual. Right? I mean, health is just a concept, and it really, the word is wholeness to me. So I look at how you're experiencing it. And we have built a story about why we feel the way we do, and now I'm in pain about it, and now I'm going to look to someone help me with my story. And it's really about freeing you from the story that set up that and those forces, and realizing, there's other things available, and how really providing non-judgment. I must say that when I got into this work full-time, 10, 15 years ago, that I had people come to me that would tell me things that they could never tell their doctor, or their doctor never understood them, and it was very common, and that's where I was at, certainly in my own story. So I was dealing with people that were having that experience. These days, I get people coming for all kinds of reasons, but it's about not having judgment. It's not about judging things and hearing how we do that to ourselves and in our language. And we're very unconscious of it. But hearing in that sense of energy, I can notice, that has a judgment that was made. And if that judgment wasn't there, then what happens? And everything changes. And creating that place for people to undo themselves, unfold.
That's a great segue into the question about language. And there are some words that you don't have a problem with, but there is some language that you also prefer not to use. So what about that?
Well, I think what my understanding is the power of morphic fields. This is what I've come to learn about. And morphic fields are these collectively held unconscious conscious statements that we all kind of get hit with all of a sudden, especially due to like the internet. You know, somebody says something and there's the urban myth or whatever it is. There's these thoughts, these words that get around something, and then all of a sudden it's real. And in our own sense of developing who we are as and our awareness that we are consciousness, understanding that out there in the collective, that morphic field represents something. And I can't change that morphic field, but I can change how I connect to it, how I relate to it. And one way we do that is through language. And I hear people say stuff all the time. They're very unconscious in what they're saying. And then I hear people using words that, there's that part of the field they're indulging in and they don't know it. And they don't understand how it's imprinting on them or impacting them. And how to just be aware. And so like you, understanding that when we use a term, you can mean all kinds of different things with that word. And that is the joy of language. I mean, look at the word heart. It's a physical heart. It's an emotional. It's also the core essence. There's a great word. It has all these different meanings in it. So you might be relating to this or that in it and not even aware that you're in that kind of relationship. Did that answer that question?
Very thoroughly. That was great. Because, you know, I answered it without talking about morphic fields, but I really implied the same thing.
Yeah, right. And there's the difference in language, right? Yeah.
Right. Well, and speaking of language, what is consciousness technologies? How is it practiced?
Well, to me, okay, all I can ever talk about anymore is being responsible for my experience and sharing that. And I don't own, you know, I appreciate all the different trainings I've had. And so my experience of consciousness technologies, and that was a term that I was given, you know, in a environment that was, it's more of a scientific approach, I guess, or a neutral approach to what religion has set up. So most of us come from religious trainings or in spirituality, and we hold all that in certain contexts. And consciousness technologies is a way to look at this old information, but maybe from a new positioning. And so it's more for me about how, well, if there is no time, if there is no space, and you can get into that reality and understand that that is a reality, and it may be different than the reality that you experience yourself in or currently, or what the world says is your experience. If I switch to that reality mindset, things can be different. And so if there's no time, there's no process. If there's no space, there's no needing to explore, do whatever. And it just changes, that things can change in the blink of an eye. And we all know that things can change in the blink of an eye. Have an accident, your life can change in the blink of an eye. So that's one extreme of it. So you go, consciousness, wow. It allows for all. It doesn't judge. So what is possible if I change my framework about how I am? And so I don't know if that answers that question quite clearly or not, but that's my, it's just a new framework of how I engage the world.
Yes. And I don't think I addressed this in my half of the show, but the listener also asked about what is its future? What is the future of consciousness technologies?
I think it's the only thing we have. Right. I think it we are in ever expanding universes. We understand that on a science, the scientists and quantum, and we're talking about quantum realities and quantum realms and quantum physics and quantum mechanics. And I am not a physicist and I'm not a mechanic. So I am just an individual having an experience of the world. And I can feel within myself this expansiveness, and when I bring my awareness to a heart field or heart cell space as consciousness, I feel it. I feel that it's just information. Things have always been an organic place for me. Things have always been spectrum based. They're not finite, unless. You know, I feel the finite. So I engage information, and information being our stories, information being the bits and pieces. We're photons, biophotons, and, you know, how that all gets configured on that, on those levels in the quantum realms. And I just, what was your question? See, here we go. Wow, you get off on stuff, right? Yeah. Being present. So this is the key.
What was the future? And you said the future, this is it.
This is it, right? I mean, for you know, we can feel, all of us who all of us feel this, that the old stuff isn't working.
Yes.
We see it in our politics. We see it in our homes. We see it in our work. We see it in our business. The old definitions aren't working so well. And everything is breaking down in chaos. And we all feel that. And whether you can articulate it, whether you, you know, because you might not have a language for it, you might just feel angry. You just might feel anxiety. You just might feel, you're going to feel something. You cannot not feel, right? So, and you can deny all you want, but what we're experiencing now in society, which might be different than some other societies, but not really, is that our frustration, our anger, our unhappiness, or however, our inability to be what we want to be, right? And what we want to be is what we know we are, which is consciousness. And we're going through this evolutionary quantum leap. Hopefully, more will go than less. And you know. I don't, this is the future, and the future's now.
Yes.
And the future is about being present. So you use the past as just a frame of reference to know where you are as a focal point in consciousness. And we are so multidimensional. We have so many influences going on within us, and we hold it together with our skin. You know, that's... They do say by the skin of your teeth. It, you know, that's just the matrix of the form that we are. But it's information going in and out all over the place. So.
Yeah. There's so many things I don't want to chime in, but I had my interview. So, and you and I are used to having a conversation. So it's a really interesting thing to sort of ask the question and keep my mouth shut.
Well, I think we're probably getting close to our time, aren't we?
We are, but there are two more questions. So let's see if
we can
get this in before we slide into home here. And I will throw them both out and you can just weave an answer out of it. Mm-hmm. The two final questions listeners asked were, one, how do we know that what we do makes a difference? And two, what makes what we do different from all the rest?
Oh, well, how do we know it makes a difference? I come from a personal place about that. I was dying, and I'm not. And it was in changing how I thought about the world was constructed and who I was and what I was and how I was showing up and all the differences that those were and the distinctions and the judgments and the discernments and the beliefs and the everything and saying, no. And I'm going to take a different approach. And I'm here today because of it. So we're all going to experience information in life differently, but we have common experiences. We have common language. We have, and it's language that has no language. It has no words to it. This is what we're talking about, what heart space is. We all know it when we're there, when we allow ourselves to be there, when we allow ourselves to recognize what it is. And we come to it through different ways. So, and then what makes it different? How are we different from the rest? I think that's kind of it. There's right. No blame. There's no blame. There's yes. No victims. There's no, it's me deciding what is important to me. And if my story is more important than I'm a failure, that I hurt, etc., then that's what I will have happen. If I change my story and say, you know, I'm just a little ray of sunshine here, and I need to get an alignment with that. How do I do that? That's what I help people explore. How to get back to that place that their consciousness exploring and evolving.
Well, that's great. Thank you, Janet. We've learned a lot. I want to let folks know, we're just sliding into home here. I want to let folks know that next week our topic is, are you feeling heightened extrasensory perception? And why is this? And is this normal? And we'll address this from the perspective of consciousness. So tune in next week to find out what is really going on.
And we want to make sure that write this week about our subject coming up. What questions might you have? And we'll do our best to answer them on the air for you. Okay? And this has been fun, Joan. What else? Do we want to remind them about our meetups, and we want to remind them about what else?
In 45 seconds or less, I'll just let people know, if you want to know more about us, you can go to my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. And Janet's website is janetandbeyond.com. You can find us on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. And you can also subscribe to us on YouTube. And otherwise, stay tuned for us next time, same channels.
And everyone, we're going to leave you in heart space and see how you do with it, all right? And let us know. And thank you very much.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And thank you all for joining us as consciousness expressing and evolving.
Have a great week out there.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.